Sexuality. Further considerations. Sexual anatomy and physiology. Husbands and wives need to learn the names, locations, and functions of both the male and female sexual organs. If you have questions about male or female sexual anatomy and physiology, you don't need to be embarrassed. You are encouraged to consult some of the recommended resources. Don't assume you know your spouse's body as well as he or she does. And don't assume your spouse understands your body. After you are married, you will need to learn from each other. Each husband needs to take the lead by learning about his wife's sexual anatomy after marriage. This includes understanding her menstrual cycle, the change in hormones through her cycle, and the impact it has on her emotions, energy level, body, and sexual desire. Each wife needs to commit to learning about her husband's sexual desire and response to gain a better understanding of general male sexuality. Honeymoon. Having accurate expectations for yourself during your honeymoon. Your main goal for sexuality on your honeymoon should be to be comfortable with each other. Don't expect yourselves to be expert lovers on your honeymoon. Unrealistic expectations simply add to performance, anxiety, and pressure. Rather, think of yourselves as learners and enjoy the process of discovering each other. Question: to consider, how can we plan for our honeymoon so our expectations and travel plans are realistic and comfortable for each of us? Four phases of sexual response. Understanding four phases of sexual response. God designed our bodies and emotions to go through several phases before, during, and after sexual intercourse. Each phase is defined below. The similarities and differences between how males and females experience these phases is reviewed. Phase 1, desire. This phase of sexual response refers to openness to or seeking out sexual activity. Thinking about sex or anticipation is a key component of sexual desire. Numerous factors can enhance or block sexual desire. Over time, you can learn about and discuss what your preferences are. Some things to consider are energy level, location, sounds, music, lighting, interruption-free, soothing scents, clothing, comfortable temperature, adequate time. Phase 2, arousal. Arousal refers to the building of pleasurable sexual and physical tension as a result of focusing on and nurturing sexual feelings. Both men and women experience several physical changes in their bodies as arousal occurs. Arousal focuses your attention on the senses and on enhancing pleasure. Start with non-genital, caressing, kissing, and cuddling, slowly moving toward genital pleasuring. During this time, begin gentle, mutual exploration. Pay attention to the senses you're experiencing in your body in the present moment and let passion build. This is a time to verbally honor and express love to your spouse. Foreplay is an important part of building arousal by showing love and honor to your spouse. It is making love. Song of Solomon displays a picture of a couple enjoying one another's bodies and slowly and gently engaging in this building of arousal. Lack of adequate and healthy foreplay is one of the most common reasons for sexual dissatisfaction and/or sexual dysfunction in couples. Each spouse will have different preferences about what does and does not feel good. What feels good to you may feel uncomfortable to your spouse. Therefore, communication about preferences is very important. The principle of honoring and preferring one another means we seek to bless our spouse by learning about and adjusting to his or her preferences. Phase 3, orgasm. Orgasm is a significant increase in peaking of sexual excitement and arousal. Both men and women experience a significant number of physical changes as they reach climax. Orgasm involves letting go of control and allowing oneself to feel the intensity of the experience. Orgasm is an intersection of the physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual dimensions of our being. Phase 4, resolution. The resolution phase is the period after orgasm in which a couple has the opportunity to spend time enjoying and holding each other. Both spouses experience their physical bodies relaxing and decreasing in intensity. Resolution can be deeply personal and affirming, and is a time to verbally honor and express love to your spouse, It is not a time to critique your spouse or your sexual relationship. Understanding the uniqueness of male and female sexuality. Questions to consider. How do you think gender differences will affect our sexual relationship in marriage? How might stereotypes about men and women in regard to sexuality be unhelpful to our own marital sexuality as a couple? There are both similarities and differences when it comes to male and female sexuality. It is important to understand that the statements below are generally true, but they are not always true. The statements are not meant to imply health. Individuals that fall outside of these norms can still have a healthy and vibrant sexual relationship. The importance is seeking to understand the differences in your relationship and how this may impact your sexual relationship. Male sexual response. Males tend to quickly move into the arousal phase, although this will vary with age and stress level. Men also tend to be stimulated visually more readily. They often experience sexual desire as built-up physical tension in their bodies. Men tend to experience emotional intimacy through sexual intercourse. The levels of oxytocin, or bonding hormone, are lower in men, except for after orgasm, where they are raised 500%. It is important to note, this is not a replacement for pursuing emotional intimacy outside of sexuality. Part of a healthy sexual relationship involves two individuals who understand and pursue emotional intelligence and maturity. The four-phase model of sexual response, desire, arousal, orgasm, and resolution, seems to fit male sexuality quite well. What husbands say they want from sex. Husbands want their wives to understand that their sex drives are strong. Husbands want reassurance that their sexual desires are not abnormal. Husbands wish their wives would initiate sex. Husbands want to be wanted sexually. Husbands want variety in lovemaking. Husbands don't want the kids to ruin the couple's sex life. Husbands often wish their wives would be more open to discussing sex. Husbands wish their wives understood more about how sexual temptation affects their lives. Female sexual response. Female sexual desire is often misunderstood by both men and women. The four-phase model of sexual response, desire, arousal, orgasm, resolution, sometimes does not adequately fit female sexuality well. As described above, male sexual response is frequently on the basis of spontaneous sexual desire. However, female sexual response differs in that it is most often responsive desire. It turns out that initially, a female may not necessarily experience any desire at all. Under the right environmental and relational conditions, her sexual desire can emerge and motivate her to continued sexual activity. Orgasm in women must be nurtured, and it is not inevitable as it is for males most of the time. Emotional intimacy is key to unlocking female sexuality, and many men can underestimate its importance to their wife's sexual response. Research on female sexuality has shed light on why women and men often have differing levels of sexual desire. It appears that a nonlinear circular, seven-phase sexual response cycle better explains female sexual response. Emotional intimacy, emotional closeness, bonding, commitment, communication, respect, mutuality, tenderness, and tolerance of each other's imperfections is the motor that drives the whole cycle. Sexual neutrality. Oftentimes, women do not begin the sexual response cycle with spontaneous sexual desire and arousal. Rather, the emotional intimacy of the relationship provides a platform for them to be receptive to sexual stimuli. Unfortunately, the media and popular culture portray female sexuality in the exact opposite manner and lead many women to believe that something is wrong with them. Openness to physical arousal. Once the woman has decided to either seek out or be receptive or open to sexual stimuli, the amount and type of emotional and physical stimulation she receives is key. Increasing physical arousal. As the woman opens herself to giving and receiving sexual stimulation, she becomes more able to enjoy and focus on the sexual experience. Sexual desire and physical arousal. As the arousal increases, so does her conscious awareness of her sexual desire. Note within this model, arousal, steps 3 and 4, precedes desire, step 5. Sexual arousal and desire within a healthy, emotional, intimate marriage leads the woman to emotional and physical satisfaction. Release. At this stage, the woman experiences orgasm and/or emotional and physical satisfaction. Connection. This stage allows time for deepening of the relational bond between the husband and wife and strengthens emotional intimacy. What wives say they want from sex. Wives want to be physically close. Wives want time for talking. Wives want romance, not just sex. Wives want to be able to say, "Not now." Wives want to be appreciated for more than sex. Wives want to please their husbands. Wives want to spend time with their husbands and view sex as a process rather than seeing it as a goal. Enhancing marital sexuality. Questions to consider. How would you like to see us express love and affection in our marriage? What were you modeled by your parents? What is important to you? Communicate clearly about initiating sex. If you are not clear in sharing your thoughts, feelings, and intents about being sexual, expect to be misunderstood. If you think your spouse is making gestures that might be sexual in nature, thoughtfully find out about it. It is helpful to remember when you initiate sex that you do so before climbing into bed at night. Consider talking about it the morning of, or at a minimum, several hours before you anticipate engaging in sexual intimacy. This allows time for the receiving spouse to shift into a healthy mindset if they are open for sex. Give and receive. Learn about what your spouse enjoys sexually and focus on doing that. 1 Corinthians 7:3. Over time, it is often helpful for couples to take turns initiating and directing their sexual experience. View this as a process of discovering together what is helpful and not helpful in connecting with your spouse. Set aside time for non-sexual touching. Couples need regular times of hugging, cuddling, and kissing that do not lead to sexual intercourse. Often, one spouse violates this principle by making any touch a starting point for sex without explicating communicating it. This can lead the other spouse to be hesitant to initiate non-sexual touch. Early on, agree together about whether or not you will proceed to sexual intercourse. Questions to consider. How do you view the idea of having time for non-sexual touching that does not lead to being sexual? What might this look like in our relationship? Attend to hygiene. Both husbands and wives need to make sure they pay attention to their personal hygiene when preparing for sex. Bad breath, body odor, etc., can be hindrances to your spouse. On the flip side, pleasant smells and aroma can be an accelerator in moving towards sexual experience. Extend lovemaking. Couples sometimes overfocus on genital sexuality to the exclusion of other expressions of sexuality, including kissing, hugging, caressing, massaging, talking, etc. Slowing down the rush to intercourse and being willing to engage in foreplay is an essential part of lovemaking. Research is clear that couples who extend their lovemaking have higher rates of sexual satisfaction and significantly higher rates of consistency in female orgasm. Maintain passion in marriage. Having special times together alone, like regular dates and getaways, allows you to build the emotional intimacy that is foundational to your sexual relationship. The intensity of sexual intercourse cannot, in and of itself, sustain the spiritual and emotional connection couples desire long term in their marriages. Romance and time spent focusing on your relationship is one of the most important keys to lasting sexual passion in marriage. Vary your routine and respect the feelings of your spouse. Over time, couples need to vary their sexual routine. Variations in type and length of foreplay and sexual intercourse are most common. While it can feel vulnerable to share sexual desires with the other, if you are abiding by the core four, oneness, mutuality, honor and respect, and no shame, you will be fine. Have fun together. Common issues. Questions to consider. Do you have any fears about sexuality in marriage? About yourself? About me? Reduce performance anxiety. Performance anxiety is one of the most common sources of sexual problems. It results from negative self-talk. For example, "Oh no, Is my spouse going to think I am doing this right? I don't like my body. How can my spouse? Spouses are often completely unaware of each other's self-talk. Sexual performance is overrated and skewed by the media and culture of today. Remember, sex is about pleasure, not performance. Satisfaction with sexuality is less about achieving orgasm than it is about enjoying the journey and arriving there. Relax, be yourself, and enjoy the moment. Also, you do not have to have orgasms at the same time to have high sexual satisfaction in your marriage. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Ensure adequate lubrication. The amount of natural lubrication a woman has will vary widely over time. Inadequate lubrication is a common issue and can be a painful problem. It is a good idea to take lubricant with you on your honeymoon. While there are a variety of brands available, KY Jelly is a soluble, water-based lubricant, which works effectively and is available at any drugstore or pharmacy. Coconut oil can also serve as a good natural lubricant. Do not use petroleum-based lubricants. Make time. Often, couples expect their sexual relationship to be spontaneous. However, with busy schedules, work, family, etc., couples can find connecting difficult. Prioritize, but be flexible, and plan time, but don't be rigid, for your sex life. Try to deal with distractions and mentally anticipate being sexually intimate. Growth in your sexual relationship requires intentionality and time, like other areas in your relationship, such as communication. Get your expectations in line with reality. Each spouse needs to accept and adjust to his or her spouse's sexual comfort zone. Note that not all orgasms are off the charts. Focus instead on deepening the quality of your sexual relationship. Do not allow yourself to wish your spouse was like someone else. Deal with letdowns due to inaccurate expectations. Many couples experience disappointment in their sexual lives because of inaccurate expectations. Forgive yourself and each other and move on. You don't have to repeat the mistakes of the past. Rather, you can learn about sexuality together. Read, get counseling, etc. Deal with differences in sex drives. This is one of the most common sexual issues affecting married couples. Adapting and adjusting to sex drive differences is important. Good communication and attention to the marital relationship allows couples to work through this issue and find acceptable options. Consider communicating about the motivation for sexual intimacy. Both the extremes of consistently withholding or continually pressuring towards sex can lead to hurtful experiences. It is helpful to acknowledge both the reality of sexual drive while also making space for times where withholding is healthy and appropriate. Differences in male and female sexual response cycles can lead to mismatches in sexual timing. Husbands generally have higher sex drives than wives. However, in some couples, this pattern is reversed. Couples need to remember that many times, wives will not necessarily feel intense sexual desire at the beginning of lovemaking. Husbands, remember that applying guilt and pressure will not help your wife to feel more sexual desire. Conversely, regularly showing her affection, respect, and honor will generally increase her sex drive. Questions to consider: how will we decide when to have sex? Who will initiate? How will we handle it if one of us wants to have sex and the other doesn't? Deal with the effects of sexual abuse. Sexual abuse experiences can significantly affect one's ability to enjoy godly, healthy sexuality. If you have experienced sexual abuse, professional Christian counseling is highly recommended to help you work through the abuse and its relationship to marital sexuality. Questions to consider: have you had any negative sexual experiences, for example, sexual abuse, that may affect our sexual relationship as a married couple? What steps do we need to take to work through these issues together? Deal with issues proactively. Learn more about marital sexuality and solutions to common sexual problems. For example, premature ejaculation, difficulty achieving orgasm, very low or absent sexual desire, erectile dysfunction, vulvodynia, etc. Read a high-quality book on sexuality together and talk about it. Don't be afraid to talk to your physician about sexual concerns. Get a complete physical. Note that the side effects of some medications affect sexual performance. Questions to consider: When we have questions about sexuality, where should we seek out this information and/or counsel? For example, elder, ACCFS, physician, book, etc. So that we can live out God's design for sexuality in our marriage? Scan or click for further recommended sexuality resources.